This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Set play. McDavid scores! Connor McDavid scores the goal. Team Canada wins for Nations Gold.
The Tkachuk brothers, I mean, they play their game. They do what they do. Sometimes when you shoot your mouth off in the media, I mean, it bites you. You know, you can do that during the season, but when you're playing best on best, it's different, you know, and they got a little bit ahead of themselves.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Thanks, Woody. Damn, that was fun to watch. Pre-game, game, even the yapping afterwards when somebody talks. And Marchand, of course, talking about the Tkachuk brothers. And, yeah, little thing. Boy, I'll tell you what, USA versus Canada, the commissioner had no idea, or maybe he did, on just how big this thing would be and become over the last week. My God, it's been great. Steve Goldstein, Panthers TV voice on Scripps Sports, joins us this morning. Gold, how you doing, bud?
You think he was talking about the Tkachuks? Really?
Yeah, right. Hey, there are so many different parts to talk about. First of all, Did you have an idea it would be this big? Because everybody's going, it's just another all-star kind of event. And you're going, I don't know, man, USA and Canada, those guys taking this thing pretty seriously. What'd you think?
No, I thought it would be that intense on the ice. I didn't realize that so many people and so many media outlets were going to pick up on it. And like you said, Joe, I don't know if it was intentional, but they hit this thing. You're 4 days after the Super Bowl, football's done, and all of a sudden you got three fights in 9 seconds in a hockey game. It just took off. I mean, that was really the timing of it helped also. But these guys, you know, the hockey players, man, they're different. They love playing for the country, and it had been 9 years since they played. You had a lot of these guys as professionals that have never played, you know, in this style tournament. Now, they'll go to the Olympics next year. Over the next decade, we're going to see a lot more of this. But this thing was like a decade built up of them not wearing their jerseys. And let's face it, the USA, man, they're as cocky as they ever were. I love all those United States guys. And it's just unfortunate they couldn't get over the hump against Canada again, just like the 2010 Olympics.
Well, and they had their chances last night in overtime. They got some point-blank shots on Jordan Bunnington. Yeah. And sooner or later, the big guy, Connor McDavid, boy, it's got to feel great for him after coming up short, after winning three straight, thinking they might have a chance to come all the way back and win it. That had to be extra special for him last night. I felt like he had a lot of pressure on him. What about you?
It's a great point you bring up. Number one, the goalie, Jordan Binnington. Remember, 6 years ago, he won the Stanley Cup. He won Game 7 in Boston. He was ridiculously good. So here's a guy that's kind of, you know, he's been okay since then. Hasn't played great in big games. But, man, everybody's going to remember what he did in overtime. You're right about McDavid, okay? And the guy on the other side, who's 0-4 in Game 7s, and had the chance last night to erase all that was Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
And he gets stopped by Binnington. And, Joe, you know, a lot of stuff happens in a hockey game, but, man, you look at that replay, you cannot leave Connor McDavid that wide open. Mm. Austin Matthews should have been on him. He lost the faceoff, and then he let Connor McDavid go to the right to the front of the net. So, unfortunately, guy's a great goal scorer, great player. 0-for-4 in game sevens in his NHL career, and he finally gets to play for the USA, and that play happens to him in overtime.
You know who the MVP of this whole thing was? It was Matthew Tkachuk and what he did for that fan. By the way, the Panthers and their marketing team, they got to be friggin' jacked up. The Panthers, all those players playing in this tournament to start with, not to mention Bennett had a goal last night. Reinhardt also plays for Canada. I think it was just a great way to kick off with you guys getting ready to start it back up tomorrow night against the Kraken.
It really is amazing how many guys they had. They had someone on every team, you know, 8 guys total. Unfortunately, Tkachuk's going to come back today banged up, but it is what it is. That's sports. That stuff happens. But it was awesome, you know. And if the Stanley Cup didn't do it, you know, for everybody in South Florida, now Matthew Tkachuk just takes the whole thing to another level. You just got to love the guy, man. He goes out there, and Brad Marchand can say what he wants, and Brandon Hale can say what he wants, but try and beat him, because the last time I checked, Matthew Tkachuk's beat the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning numerous times in the playoffs.
Yes, that has changed since he's been on the team. That is 100%. So they were popping up with this one last night. I wanted to get your take, because you've had the feel of both of them now. Is Canada versus USA bigger than the Stanley Cup? They were playing with that one last night, Edmonton and Florida, of course, last year.
Yeah, it's a great point because, you know, you hear guys say, hey, this is the biggest game I've ever played in. Now Brady Tkachuk said that, but Brady Tkachuk has never played a playoff game. And by the way, Brady, we know Matthew, how great he is. I mean, Brady's right there, man. That guy is a flat-out stud. To me, you know, team sport, I'm still about the Stanley Cup, but I'm telling you, with these hockey players, remember, when they come up, they all play together. As kid, like Sam Bennett and Connor McDavid, Joe, were in hotels in Canada on their knees playing like mini hockey with socks when they're 9 years old, you know?
Oh, wow.
So these guys all come up together, and Canada has that chip on their shoulder. They invented the game. They've had so many big goals over the course of time, and the Crosby goal and the goal last night. So I'm still for Stanley Cup, but you get a lot of these guys. Hey, take Barkov, for example. I mean, it's amazing how many great players Finland has. It's not a very big country. It's amazing what they do in hockey. So when those guys put that jersey on, it's every bit as important, I think, to them man-to-man as it is when they play for their NHL team.
All right, so we got a lot of this morning just to get you caught up on the negativity of hockey.
Of course, of course.
Matthew Tkachuk, see? So great. Are you happy? It means nothing. Only thing that matters is the Panthers are playing him. He's going to be injured for a while now because he played and they played that hard. How are you going to tell me in that? And then people called it a meaningless game, which I don't think too many people thought that watched it last night. But Matthew Tkachuk could be out a while. What's the team think about this goal? The general manager, the owner, the president, what do you think they're feeling if Tkachuk is out for a while?
Well, I'm sure they're not thrilled. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, you go into this thing, and I talked to Paul Maurice before it happened, you know, the tournament. I said, hey, I know you're going to watch it, but you kind of hold your breath a little bit. You got 8 guys in this thing. You know what? Here's my opinion, John. We sit up there in the stands at Dolphins training camp every day and watch these guys. Should you practice? Should Tyreek Hill have been in the joint practice with the Washington Commanders last August and basically ruin his season by ruining his wrist? You can go on and on. Should guys play in preseason games? You know, I asked Mike McDaniel that. He says, you know, to be good at football, you got to play football. That's why Mike McDaniel plays these guys a little bit in the preseason. Some people don't think they should play in the preseason. You got guys that get hurt in practice. You got guys that get hurt, you know, in the off season, running or lifting weights. I'm a little old school with that, dude.
Me
if
too.
A guy wants to play,
me too.
If Tyreek Hill wants to go 100 miles an hour in early August in practice, you're going to tell him not to? I think that's a mistake. And I think the guys that want to play, that want to practice hard, that want to, like Matthew Tkachuk, play for the United States, that's what makes them them. You know, that's what makes that competitive drive. I mean, you think it was great for Kobe Bryant's body working out for 4 hours after a game when they lost in a gym by himself? Probably not. So I'm a little different on it. I think when guys want to play, when they want to practice, whatever the game is, whatever the situation is, you know, I'm all for it. Hey, Joe, we went through this 2 years ago, right? That game in Baltimore for the Dolphins at the end of the year. Bradley Chubb runs back on the field. The game's already decided and blows right. out his knee.
That's correct.
Now, what are you going to do? If you're one of those defensive, so you're Mike McDaniel, you're going to grab a guy by the jersey. Hang on. We're down by 20. You can't play. I just think it's unrealistic. You can't put guys in bubble wrap.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
No, I agree. They got to play, and that could have happened any time. And, of course, he missed all of last year and everything else. So we got into this thing, too, the other day. And this is mostly Woody coming at me here with what's a more physical game. And I'll even give him the benefit. He said hockey playoffs or NFL. And I said it's not even close because of the size. And these guys are tackling every down. And some of them are pretty physical tackles and guys get hurt. What's your take on that whole thing? I didn't say toughness because those guys friggin' play hurt at an unbelievable level, the hockey guys, like no other sport.
Yeah, they do play hurt. The culture is you play hurt. That's just the way it goes. And ultimately, a player is going to make that decision at the end of the day. You know, what they do in hockey, skating 35, 40 miles an hour, playing multiple times a week, for you know, if you go to the Stanley Cup final, you're doing it for 9 months. I can't imagine it's more physically demanding. But when you get in those trenches in the NFL with some of the stuff that goes on, it's got to be right there. I'd have a hard time picking one, to be honest with you, because you make great points on both sides, and I see both sides. But, you know, if you forced me with a gun to my head, I'd say what they go through in that NHL season is absolutely brutal, because after games, you know, they're working out, and then they're traveling, and they're doing it again 24 or 48 hours later. That's unbelievable to me. Now, the NFL has become a little different. Like, you saw what happened, Joe. What was it, late in the year? The Steelers played 3 games in 11 days, and we saw what happened, right?
Yeah. No, you're right. I was just thinking Jordan Brooks hitting you, running full speed, and you got collisions. Like, but I get it. You know, you got open ice guys going after each other and in the corners and that type of stuff. But I got to tell you, last night, man, it was fantastic. I watched 30 minutes of pregame because I just wanted to see the national anthems. Obviously, the little political tension between the countries, the 51st state comment, and everything else. I mean, Woody, Goldie, you didn't need anything else, man, besides that you got last night.
No, it was like in the old days, you know, we play a little slow pitch softball, right? You just lob it up and let him hit it out of the ballpark, and ESPN did a great job with it. P.K. Subban was like a superstar on TV with it.
So good.
I thought overall they did a great job, but I just really thought it was the USA's time, and I thought the United States had the better goalie, and in overtime, Canada had the better goalie, and they got the win. But all this does, Joe, is it sets up for 350 days from now when they go to Italy in the Olympics.
Here we go again.
And I hope what you mentioned, the political, here's my hope, that the political stuff and the war stuff is over, because there's a
Russia.
Chance they let – and if they let Russia in that thing, holy cow, you got Vasilevsky, Bobrovsky, and Ovechkin, and Shesterkin, and all those guys, and they love playing for their country too. So that would just add another whole layer to it.
Yeah, and by the way, the United States programs for these kids is unbelievable. Yeah. The development of players in this country, just under the radar, man. And they're talking about the next batch coming up and how good they're going to be.
It's incredible. So you look at the Tkachuk brothers, right? They're born in Scottsdale, Arizona, because Keith played there. Then he goes to the St. Louis Blues, so they grew up in St. Louis. There's like four other guys in the NHL that played with the Tkachuks when they were kids. Austin Matthews is from Arizona. If it wasn't for the Coyotes, Austin Matthews never would have played hockey because he was a Arizona Coyotes fan. And you've got those Hughes brothers, two of them who were born in Orlando because the dad was coaching the Solar Bears at the time.
That's great.
So you got three of them. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, I think it really started, obviously, 45 years ago Saturday is the Mike Ruzzioni goal in the United States, you know, the miracle on ice. And that kind of started it. But over the last 20, 30 years, you got guys like Patrick Kane and you had Keith Tkachuk. You got guys that have like that U.S. cockiness, that swagger. And you go over to the ice rinks here in Florida. I will tell you, Joe, because I've been there. There's 13-year-old kids chewing on mouth guards, hanging out of their mouth, because Tkachuk does it.
That's right.
I mean, that's just kind of the way they do it, with the flair and the offensive skill. And, you know, they don't, it's not all about, hey, you know, make sure you play defense. Hey, let's have some fun with it. Let's make some plays. And I think that's what hockey for a number of years maybe was missing. And now they have that. So it's fun to watch these guys play.
Speaking of fun, how about next Thursday, the 27th, Edmonton in town? On Scripps Sports, you and Randy going to have the call for that one. That's what a nice one that's going to be, huh, to see the Dreisaitl and that guy last night that had the winning goal. Pretty good stuff, man.
Well, number one, I was happy he scored the winning goal last night and not on June 24th at Amaranth Bank Arena last year. So we'll give him that one. Yeah, the game was supposed to be on national TV, Stanley Cup final rematch, but ESPN is not broadcasting it. So you're right, Joe. I'm thrilled to be able to call it. So next Thursday night, 7 o'clock game, 6:30 pregame, Channel 39 here in South Florida on Scripps Sports. We will have the local broadcast of the Panthers and the Oilers. And, man, it's always fun when Barkov, McDavid go head-to-head. That thing is going to – that's a regular season game that's really going to have some juice next Thursday.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. It is fantastic what's going on, Gold. I never thought this was going to happen up in Sunrise, what they have built up. And a lot of it goes with the big trade with Matthew Tkachuk. That cocky cat showed up, man, and things just kind of changed real quickly. Gold, thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right, Joe, I'll see you soon, brother.
Hey, man. Steve Goldstein, Panthers TV voice on Scripps Sports, joining us. I want to tell you about Loctite Impact. Chev, the CEO, calls me last night late. I said, Chev, man, I was just getting ready to go to sleep. He goes, hey, come on, man. Hurricane season's right around the corner. You can protect your home now with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. And I said, okay. He goes, no, we have the South Florida's largest fleet of 5-star rated service professionals, and tell people to replace your old roof and windows now with zero down 100% financing. I go, okay. He said, you can get Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Loctite Impact's pros will handle the projects from permit to installation as easy as 1, 2, 3. They've got this thing down. They're in West Broward. They're growing like crazy. They got great people. The best products. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Find out more. That's LoctiteImpact.com. Again, they're ready for you. Call 954-500-LOCK. Do it before the weekend. Get started with the professionals at Loctite Impact.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacet.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.